So, Dana, it's time again. It's near the end of summer, which sucks. It's hot as hell.
Yeah, it's too hot.
But it reminds me of my youth when we used to have all that time off from school. And
we don't have that anymore.
No, I think everybody needs two and a half months off.
The only people that get to do that have jobs are teachers.
But, we're doing a commentary for one of our favorite movies. It's not a horror movie.
No.
It's Dazed and Confused.
Surprise!
Yeah. Dazed and Confused. Love this movie. It's just cool. It's it reminds me of my very younger days as I was lived out my what do you call those? They're not teenage, but they're like
prepubescent. I don't know.
I was 6 when Dana was born in 76, so I don't know. But, I mean, so I lived through the bicentennial and all that stupid stuff.
I was a bicentennial baby.
I was a bicentennial bastard kid.
Why?
I was just a goofy kid that did stupid shit like shoot people with BB guns.
Shoot with a BB gun?
We rented a house, so I shot the kid. Of the people we rented from in the ass.
Oh, I remember you telling
me. And he got, he's such a pussy.
Get in trouble.
Fuck yeah, I got chased around the house and got beat for doing that. And my BB gun was taken away, which, oh God. But anyway,
your dad was like, Steven, you're not getting this bike.
Like, who cares? Fuck a BB gun. I don't need one.
I don't know if Steve's dad called him Steven.
I don't know. He was chasing me around the house a few times before he caught me. But anyway,
lesson learned is you don't shoot.
Nobody needs BB guns. Nobody needs BB guns anyway. Fuck them. But anyway, we're gonna watch this movie. So we're watching the superior Criterion Blu-ray.
Yeah, not the lame Blu-ray.
From what I hear, it was lame. But this one is I think it's really good. It also has a lot of extras, which were on the Criterion DVD, which I made a copy of. I actually scanned them, scanned the DVD covers, and pasted on top of my generic DVDs. But, this has got... If you want, you like this movie, this is the Blu-ray you should get, because it has tons of shit. Criterion's always do.
I don't think I've even seen all the stuff that's
on. No, I mean, there's just like hours and hours of... They interview almost everybody, and almost everybody's sitting there smoking. It's just weird. Even like Parker Posey and the other chicks. So it's just Matt Damon. Not Matt Damon, but Matt Damon's buddy, Ben Affleck, is in here. Ben Hooflick. And
Matthew McConaughey. A kind of goofy looking Matthew McConaughey.
I think he's still going to school at this point. Mm-hmm.
I think it was his hair, but he had to have his hair that way, I guess, for this movie. But. I'm sorry. Steve's got the McConaughey laugh now, man.
We're gonna have a beer bust by the moon tower.
Yeah.
So
we need to find a moon tower.
Well, next time we're in Austin, we're going to go there, because I'm going to find it.
And I'm going to take pictures of Steve climbing up.
Yeah, climbing, and then she's going to take video of me falling and dying.
Oh, God.
Well, anyway, here we are. We're on the screen with the floating pinballs and all kinds of shit.
It's kind of making me dizzy a little bit.
Yeah, it's making me dazed and confused. So we're going to go ahead, and we got movie highlighted, so I'm going to count to 3 and press play on the remote. So 1, 2, 3, play.
Oh, Steve fooled everybody. He didn't do 3, 2, 1. He did 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, see? And my DVD player is just like, what the fuck? I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I think our region-free Blu-ray player.
Oh, shit. Stand by.
Stand by, because Steve fucked up.
Stand by. Dana Lynn.
What, you did?
Damn it. Stand by. We had a malfunction.
Oh, Am I going to have to edit this when I...
No, we're just going to... We're one take. We're going to leave everything in.
That's Steve's new nickname, One Take Steve.
Yeah. That's what you get when you have a blue... The smart-ass Blu-ray players have memory and they know when you stop.
Where you left off.
Yeah.
Evidently left off at the party.
Yeah, I don't even remember what... You must have watched that because I always watch the movie through.
I got my own Blu-ray.
But it doesn't matter what's Blu-ray. It's the same player.
Well, so it's got the memory for...
It knows, hey, I watched Dazed and Confused, and I stopped at this point.
It's too smart for...
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. It's too damn smart.
Good gracious. And there's a little Criterion thing up in the corner.
Evidently, this is a hard-ass movie to play.
Well, I think... So, definitely put no.
Well, I'm going to try.
It's asking if we want to resume playback.
Yeah, that's what you get when you get... Like I say, it's a smart ass. So, we're going to try this again and see what fucking happens. If it does it again, we'll restart. Sorry. So, we'll do it. Maybe I jinxed it when I did that. So, it's going to be 3, 2, 1,
oh.
Play. We're waiting.
And black screen.
And black screen.
I think we're going to get
here we go. Now. We got the Criterion crap going
it
on.
It didn't just start in on Jason London and...
Yeah, there's some scary... There's some creepy shit going on in the dollar bill, man. It's green, too. We'll turn this down so you guys don't have some crazy shit going on. We'll put the old subtitles on.
Yeah, it's going to go, all right, later.
Now we can, I can recite the lines because I'll see them. And this is like a Geffen, a Gramercy movie.
Gramercy Pictures?
Yeah, that's like, I remember this came out in 93.
I'm thinking a movie called Grace of My Heart, Gramercy Pictures put up. I could be wrong. I'll make Steve do a commentary.
No.
That's an awesome movie.
I don't care.
Emotion.
Yeah.
Emotion, sweet.
It's speaking of music rights issues. How much all the music?
There was a lot of good music in
here. Yeah.
Oh, check out that car.
It reminds me of kids back in when I was a kid that they all the high schoolers looked like they're like super old.
When you were at high school?
No,
when you were a kid.
In the 70s, when I was a little kid.
You were like, man, they're so
adult. They always had fucking, like, red-headed guys wore red-colored glasses for some reason. And I have no clue why.
And everybody's smoking pot.
Well, I didn't see that. But
sure you did.
There's no audible dialogue. Oh, there's Parker Pokey. I love her.
Steve wants to poke her.
Yeah, that's why I call her Parker Pokey. There's that one dude that was at, like, Horror Hound or Days of the Dead in Indianapolis.
Sasha Jensen?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
There's a Cole Heiser. He's Wings Hauser's son.
And that's...
That's Adam Goldberg and then that...
That Rabisi girl.
Yeah.
Wasn't she... she was either... what's his face's sister or...
Yeah, Giovanni or something like that. Rabisi. She's in a movie I kind of like. There's Mila from the Resident Evil movies.
Jovovich?
Yeah.
And that chick that's from...
Chase and Amy and stuff like that. Joey Lauren Adams.
Did she play a lesbian on Chase and Amy?
Yes, Dana Lynn.
Well, it's been a while since I watched that.
I bet that's the right date, too.
1976. I wasn't born yet.
See, I didn't know this dude had a twin brother, and they both having issues with their wives. And
oh, I didn't know
some of them have issues with drugs. Jason and Jeremy London.
Mm-hmm. I think
one of them was on Party of Five, and then the other one was in this.
I think, I mean, from being twins, he's actually the sexier of the two, I think.
Just because he looks... They're tall. Well, whatever.
What?
I don't know.
That's just a woman's perspective, Steve.
Hey, man.
Both hissing.
Yeah.
Well, they're taking pills there.
I ain't dirty, man. Okay, I'll be there. I never... We're in pot plant shirts.
There's that chick again that was running down the hallway. You seen her, like, to the left? She's still kind of... Smoking a J with 50 L's. I didn't know that's what they said. I knew they said smoking a J, but...
There she is.
Yep.
She's in another movie I like called Some Girl or something like that.
I haven't seen that.
She's got, like, her hair's not all up on her freaking head like the Bride of Frankenstein.
She's kind of cute.
She is. She was a lot cuter in that movie, but that was, like, 4 or 5 years later. Like, really late 90s. It was on VHS.
But Steve's, like, 99.9% of the male population, they like redheads.
I like redhead, some blondes, but a lot of brunettes.
Steve's not real big on blondes.
No, because I figured everybody likes blondes. Yeah, man. He nailed that look with that hair and those glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And his face is kind of...
That's a complete 70 look.
And his face is kind of fucking blotchy, too, with, you know, red... Red face.
Okay, that would be a very bizarre dream that you thought you were screwing a chick and had the head of Abraham Lincoln.
There's a lot of people in this movie that went on to do more bigger work.
Oh yeah. You would have to be really bored to be naming all the Gilligan's Island episodes.
And like. That blonde right there is typical of a blonde. That's,
yeah, but what's her name?
I don't know her name.
The brunette.
No.
I think she's Jodie on here.
She's cute, too.
Yeah.
And, of course, I don't know which London this is offhand. I think it's...
It's Jason.
Yeah, it's Jason London. I think Jason London was in a remake of Jason and Argonauts or something on TV. I think I got the DVD somewhere.
Steve probably watched the real thing when he was a kid.
Well, yeah. Look at that. Making shot
class. Yeah, like they could make bongs in shot class. Well, maybe they could back in the 70s. I don't know. The teacher's asleep, so... That reminds me of a teacher I used to have, Mr. Roberts. He would have us watch a film in Spanish class or whatever, and he'd be asleep.
Hola, Senor Roberts. Did you do that?
No.
That brunette there looks 70s, too. That top is 100%.
I love that top.
It's 100% 70s.
I love it. That's a peasant top.
Okay.
Oh, there's some big
construction
paper rolls.
I tell you what, though, life was so much better in the 70s.
I don't remember the 70s. I remember the 80s.
It was so much, I guess because you're a kid, you don't have to fucking work or nothing, but it was just go out and play with rocks and shit. And nobody bought, you know.
Oh, my gosh, we played with dirt, sticks.
Yep. I could have a stick and have a damn afternoon.
But by the time my brother was born, and he got old enough to want to do stuff. He didn't want to be outside. He wanted to play video games. Oh, this is where they talk about Gilligan's Island being the male pornographic fantasy. You know, they could... Well, they probably had turned Gilligan's Island into a porno.
They turn everything.
This chick reminds me of myself. Because that's what I'd be going on about nowadays. Not when I was in school. But.
It's Randall Pink Floyd, bitch. Yeah.
He's going to hit her in the butt with that paddle.
I tell you what, like the 70s, when I remember it, it's almost like it's in black and white. But I mean, I remember it in color, but it's just so long ago, you can't really remember it. You have an ideal version of it, because it, you know, like now I say it's all.
I would imagine people that were in high school at that time have an ideal version.
Because it was just so, it was just like life was so uncomplicated. There's no shit. Kids today would fuck. Kids today are fucking shitty because they got damn computer and internet and video games.
Cell phones.
They never go out and play in the dirt unless you're like the mountain kids.
They don't know how to be creative. All they know is something to be creative for them.
So it's, one of these days I want to take a day and not get on anything and just relax.
We should try that.
And look at these long-haired kids, man. The boys have long-ass hair. I'll tell you one thing. My hair never was that long for. I had to wait till my high school years to get me my long hair.
My dad had long hair in high
school. Oh, I know.
He had long hair when he got married.
I got long hair for a while. I never got my hair cut at all for like 6 or 7 months, and it grew out. This kid.
I think this kid gets on Steve's nerves.
No, I just find it funny. Now, he never did anything before this.
His name's Wally Wiggins.
Yes, and that's bad enough. He never did anything after this, as far as I know, except he did move to L.A. for a while, but he never, I don't know where if he moved back or what. God, man, those pants.
Did people actually go around in the 70s saying, looking good, huh?
Yeah, because of Chico and the Man. Looking good!
I know where it come from, but they did that on that 70s show, too.
Because, yeah. They tried to keep, after he died or committed suicide or whatever happened, I think he committed suicide, they did Chico and the Man again.
Why would you do that?
They kept on another, tried to do it without him, which was horrible.
Oh, gosh. Look at those shorts. I'm assuming this guy here's an assistant coach.
Yes, sweetness.
The one that acts like a real dick is the main coach.
Muff down. What do you think?
I don't know what he said. Chasing the muff around, I think.
Yes, Dana.
Okay.
There's a nice t-shirt that says Muff Diver on it.
Steve wants a shirt.
I'm going to wear that to church.
You don't go to church.
But I would if I wear that shirt.
You're going to get one with a pot leaf on it.
Yeah.
Go up in the church.
I'm going to get a tattoo of a pot leaf.
I don't think your mom would like that.
Like, I don't even smoke pot, but I'm just going to get it. No, I'm going to get a hemp leaf. It's not pot. It doesn't have teeth.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, I just want people to make jeans
okay,
out of
Woody
hemp.
Okay, Harrelson.
I want hemp everything.
No, actually, I used to order from a catalog that had clothes made of hemp.
That's awesome.
I had a skirt that I think
But
was
they
made
they,
of hemp.
They charge you like three times as much just because it's
Gypsy
made out of hemp.
Gypsy Rose. That was the place that I bought all the hemp.
Yankee stuff. Rose.
Oh, it was Gypsy Rose. And the
Watch him. Oh man, did he make it?
The thing I liked about that catalog was they didn't have all these real super hot model chicks.
Look, ladies and gentlemen.
Ben Affleck.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wade Garrett.
It's Ben Affleck whose character keeps failing, and he's got a thing like the little tassel from his graduation cap.
I think he's the biggest star that, you know, came from this movie.
He's the biggest asshole in this movie.
Yeah, I think this is his first movie, too, or one of his first for late, at least.
That chick looks bored back there sitting at the table. Have you ever thought about why we play football?
I mean, how many times have you gotten late strictly because you're a football player, huh? I got 0.0 times.
What, has he got paint?
Like, yeah, I got 0.0 laid.
There were probably a lot of guys that didn't get laid. They just don't go around talking about it. Somebody's got some music going on.
Yeah.
Go get Becky right now. I'd be so embarrassed if a guy
Look at her face. She's like... Why don't you take it somewhere else? Oh, Mr.
Floyd, are you gracing us with your presence today? I like that teacher's hair. That guy wants to screw everything.
I saw Parker Pokebecker.
Do you have a belt like those belts, Steve?
I didn't wear any belts in school.
My dad had some striped pants like that one kid. That bow tie. Ben, 50 of you are leaving on a mission. 25 of you ain't coming. I don't ever remember my parents saying that there was like people getting paddled or anything.
Oh, I got paddled for supposedly doing something wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about like them taking the freshmen.
Yeah.
The new freshmen.
Nah, I'm sure they did shit, stupid shit like that, but. Yes.
She's one of them cool teachers.
You, what'd you do at the end of the year when you had all your notebooks and stuff?
I took them home with me.
And I fucking threw those things in the fucking trash.
I was a nerd.
I kept some, but I was like, in high school, it's like, I ain't do. Bam! Threw them away at the end of the year, and fuck you, I'm done. There's no almost any great feeling as a young person when you the last day of school and it's over with.
We don't get that feeling anymore.
No. Well, sometimes you do on a holiday weekend like we got now, but that's it. That's the closest you get.
Yeah, but it's not a holiday weekend that lasts for 2 months.
No.
That chick looks like she's got pajama pants on.
Look at that stupid kid with all those books.
That's like me.
Like, what the fuck?
No, because you had to give all your books back.
Right.
You was probably like that chick on that movie Summer School that when she... No, it wasn't her. Somebody else turned in their book and all the pages was falling out of it. She hadn't even opened hers.
Oh, there was a... Every once in a while, there's some books I never opened. Or we didn't even make it through the books. It's like, well, what the fuck? You know? We didn't even make it through all the book. So that told me it didn't matter.
The teachers had their own agenda most of the time.
Yeah. Well, I like some of it. You buy the book, and guess what? We're not even going to use the book. It's like, you asshole. I had to rent the book.
You didn't have to do that in high school, did you?
But, yeah.
Gosh, your high school must have sucked, Steve.
Eh, it wouldn't.
You had to rent the lockers, and you had to rent your books. Oh, I'm glad they didn't do anything like that. Take you through the car wash.
I was never close enough to any cheerleaders to even get a whiff of this shit. If even
Steve wanted to be.
Yeah. And here comes one of the other unknown chicks that pulled from obscurity to be in this movie.
She's pretty, though.
Yeah, but she got big, too. Or she must have had some kids or something, so she's like not even an actress anymore.
You mean got big as in large?
Well, so body? That Willie, what is it, Wispy Wisp, what's his name?
Wally Wiggins.
Yeah, Wally Wiggins got big, too.
all shouting Hootie. I was thinking Mom said that was a big song, that Jim Dandy song.
I don't remember.
One time.
I just remember back in them days.
I like that soul pole.
Yeah. They I didn't like any of that music back when I was, you know, playing current, you know, it was current, but there's a lot of it now that's good.
It's a lot better than the crap that's out now.
And they put out like a couple volumes of the soundtrack for this. At least two that I know of.
I've got one of them.
You just play low ride on that. That's a sweet truck. I wouldn't mind having that. Oh, God.
There's Dickhead. And he must be trying to compensate for something, because his paddle's bigger than anybody else's.
There's somebody on eBay or somebody was selling, like,
replica paddles.
Yes, from here. It's like...
Well, if they were selling the original one...
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. I was like...
You know, it would be even more awesome is if they signed the people in the movie signed them.
They did have a get together like in 2003, and all of them came.
Even Matthew was on.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they had one in 2013, and I don't think Affleck was there, and I don't think Matthew McConaughey. Oh, I love her talk. One of the great movies that she's in is called Party Girl. Mm-hmm. And you should watch it because she works in a library. How about them apples?
I'll have to watch it.
We used to watch it all the time, me and my buddy Mike, because he got VHSs because he kind of worked for a video place. And she was like taking a shower and one of her friends came in and she goes like, incest is best or something like that. It's like they're not related, but it's like, what the fuck? She go, hey, hello, and I taped it over and over.
Did she like wear glasses and have her hair up in a bun?
I don't remember, but she's got that little widow's peak. It's hot.
Oh, they hate you.
She's cute.
I wouldn't want my stuff getting ruined, because you know that they're putting ketchup and stuff all over you.
And flour.
And mustard. Oatmeal, it looks like. I mean, that would ruin your freaking clothes.
Damalyn, it's hazing. I'm not saying it's good. I wouldn't do it, because I wouldn't do any of that shit. Can't we be friends?
Eggs? Oh, that's humiliating. And this is humiliating too. Because I would be just like this chick. I wouldn't know what he meant by do you spit or swallow.
Dawson. I like her voice.
She's got an interesting voice.
It's like a little girl voice. Kevin Smith was tapping that for a long time.
Was he?
Yep.
I knew she was in his movies, but I didn't know.
Yeah, they were going out for a little while, but he's married and got kids now.
What am I supposed to say here?
And everybody's out there drinking, like, Cokes out of cups and...
No, seriously, you can stand up. What's your name?
I have no idea what Steve was looking at on Facebook.
Oh, yeah!
We were just discussing the utter stupidity of these initiations. We're kind of wondering why someone like you would subject yourself to this. Do we have expression out over here? Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
He called her a vixen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're probably sick of looking at you, too.
Leave them alone. Poke. Oh.
There's chicks smoking and everything.
Yeah. People didn't care a lot back then.
Hitchcock's family plot.
Yeah, that came out in 76. That's his last movie.
I would be pissed too if somebody kept picking that letter up and want me to sign it. Because you're running like a dick. Singers are the best because they run us through the car wash. That, you could not do that, I don't think.
I don't know.
Our water would be too hot.
You would think so.
But maybe that actually happened to somebody, man. That's where they got the idea.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
They said freezing, actually, but... Do you ever know any guys that their mom dressed like that?
No.
I'm glad my dad never dressed like that. Of course, he wasn't that old then.
There's pantsuits and all kinds of stupidness.
Looks like she's got cottage cheese in her.
Color or
bring the what?
Bring the new kids to the party.
Oh, yeah, they got initiated. You know how that goes.
Oh, I love that freaking chair. They used to show that kind of chair.
Egg chairs.
Yeah, they're fucking awesome, man. Of course, we were so damn poor, we didn't have any chairs.
Oh, Steve, no. Chairs.
Not in our damn bedrooms.
What? No, I don't think I had chairs.
I didn't have a bedroom like that, either. Look at him. He's got, like, a big old rack of LPs, like we have Blu-rays. And, like, hipsters like Wesley Vance has.
Ooh, mouth spinning.
Oh, yeah, we might have had some bean bags.
Oh, I had bean bags at one time.
I had a bean bag in the from the 80s to the 90s.
Did you order some kegs of beer?
Oh.
No, Dad, I didn't order any kegs of beer. Do you just want to sit around like that and some baggy jeans?
Fuck yeah.
And that, what is that shirt? Smoke pot with your friends.
It's got like a Hawaiian shirt on.
You guys know anything about a party here tonight?
Did you see his jeans? It's like he just threw them over there and they're like hanging over the door, closet door.
Yeah, I've done stuff like that in the long past.
In Steve's wild youth, he did
well, I wouldn't call it wild.
It's too late. Dad knows. Yeah, there's about 100 Mr. Pickfords.
It's 100 Mr. Pickfords.
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son? No, Dad, I wasn't going to have no party. They just tried to deliver cakes to us all the time. He just said, fucker.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. You know where they got the statue, the kiss statues, and everybody looks stoned? Well, Pickford's just standing there like he's about to fall over or something. Just said the funniest look.
Oh, my God. That pumpkin spice thing about killed me.
Oh. Ow! Ah.
Bing. It's ham jerkers.
Ham jerkers.
And fried chicken. Ah, yay!
Gosh, I would never wear pants.
I've done that. We did it with coat hangers.
You had to wear pants, or you wore pants that time?
Yeah, I believe I have done that. And I
thought only chicks did
well,
that.
Well, I remember doing it for my sister. And
oh, it's like Debbie said, Steven.
And like she's a little girl, so I don't know what the fuck. But people did that in the 80s, too.
Well, why don't you just wear pants that fit you?
You want to see the shape of your ass, I guess, and...
I don't want to. In the 90s, you wouldn't be able to eat anything.
In the 90s, that's what all you wear was tight jeans. Now people went too crazy with the baggy ass jeans, but now I'm just wearing
like
comfortable
think
jeans.
It should be.
Look at my, he put on his bong from shop class. It looks like.
Well, he thinks they're gonna party down in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shit.
He enjoyed that, you can tell. Gosh, there ain't many people at this game. But you know what?
It's a fucking little kids game. Who
gives a shit? Yeah, but wait. Whenever everybody gets ready to leave,
yeah.
It's like a high school football game or something. I don't know where they all came from. This is like Little League.
Look at that. People in the back in that little... I guess they're broadcasting it? Mm, I don't know.
I guess.
Who in the kids gives a shit about a Little League game?
I don't know. Wally Wiggins is out there.
Wally Wiggins.
That kid.
What the fuck? His parents must have hated him because Wally Wiggins.
He maybe likes his name.
Yeah, that. Was it called Fag Q or what the hell is that? F A H Q?
I thought that.
What's that mean?
Oh, FAHQ. Now, yeah. FAQ would be frequently asked questions.
I know, dang.
But they didn't do that back then.
I just don't know what that meant. But that's the one of the replicas that's on eBay.
The chattering's fading.
Thank goodness. And that little boy, Willie, what's his name? Wiley's going to get his ass beat here pretty soon.
I guess it's Wiley. That's how it looks.
Yeah, what the fool? Yeah, we won.
No, I'm
sorry. Oh!
See, his paddle is bigger than the other two guys' paddles. No, Jason London... Pink Floyd, Randall Pink Floyd didn't have a paddle. He's got to borrow somebody.
Yeah, he's too cool for school, Damon. Good game.
Yeah, my brother used to do that T-ball games. Okay, I see nobody really leaving here much, but...
Yeah.
Now here's all these people. Where in the heck did they come from?
Yeah, they ain't a lot.
Look, there's more coming from over there. There's a whole bunch coming.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't all there.
Well, you didn't see out the whole place. You just saw one side.
And those people are the only two old people. Don't you? I mean, it always made me uncomfortable when these old people would come up to me like that.
Oh, shit. My question is, who took him to this ball game?
Maybe Jody did, his sister.
Well, he's going to get his ass whooped. In that fucking little outfit, too.
Yeah, there's no... But this is so funny. When they do go to start paddling him, it looks like a very padded butt that's getting
hit.
Let
me see. God damn.
That hurts me. Oh, Lord. See?
It didn't look like real padded, but... Mr. Clee.
They're getting some power behind that.
Yeah, I don't think they're hitting them. I mean, unless you see it hitting him, I don't even know if it's hitting him that hard. They're doing slow-mo, so who knows?
Well, Randall here.
Yeah.
He does it, but he doesn't even, like, he stops it before it hits him very hard. No, asshole. Yeah, his mom would shoot your ass.
I wonder if Damon ain't in here because he couldn't get rid of his Boston accent back then.
Oh.
With the Matt Damon.
They said, you can't be in this. There he goes.
I bet that still hurt with your ass
would
be lit.
After people
well, your ass gets numb, I'm sure. My ass got numb, but it's still.
Take care of
that big ass butt.
I think he tells him your ass gets so numb after like the first few hits.
Big, what's that?
Huh?
Baby, get back. Thank you.
I like big butts.
Yeah.
They played that at my reunion.
Yeah, they did, and there was a bunch of shaky
and
big butts.
And they did the Humpty dance.
Yeah.
I didn't do the Humpty dance.
No.
But some people were out there doing it. I don't even remember what song I was dancing to.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of a joke.
He'll be there forever because he keeps flying.
This is cool because they're not. He's, of course, he's not drawing. He's not driving anywhere. This is like the old school.
This poor man's process.
I like it.
Yeah.
It looks cool. It's art. It's not. It's just visual, and you don't need to be literally seeing them driving somewhere.
And they can concentrate more on the acting.
Yeah.
Because they're not.
Well, usually they'd be dragging the car through behind a trailer with a camera, but still, it's stuff. You know, they don't need that. El Camino.
That's a cooler looking El Camino, though.
I mean, it's not a good idea, but it's still. Back now, I would love to have an El Camino. There's still some of them out there.
I see them.
And I don't even know how. I don't even know how long they made them for. It wasn't long. Yeah, man. So he's inviting him out. What's the libation you're drinking, Dana?
Good.
Is that the good as the remembered it?
Well, it's not bad, but...
You had other libations before the one?
Yeah.
Yes. All right now.
They know the low rider. Nice out.
Yep. And they had some libations earlier. Look at
Steve that. Tried to give her some. That guy's a dick, too. What's his name?
Oh, I don't know. There's a thing right there. You ever seen that? That yellow one? Look, this is great.
Well, Parker Posey's driving a truck. You still think she's sexy even though she's smoking a big-ass cigarette there?
They dubbed their voices because you could tell.
Why would they do that? Because of the background noise?
Look at me rocking.
Well, look at the guy in the back. Why do you always see the worst people in the post office?
You see people that don't have a fucking brain or head trying to mail shit and like want to talk to the post person for like 5-10 minutes while I'm waiting in line.
How do I need to mail this? Is this going to make it there by next Tuesday?
Well, what can I do about that?
People come in. Do people come in the post office here in their pajamas? And
yeah. What? Is that like a painting on his shirt?
A painting?
Look at.
That's a wild shirt.
Yeah.
That's his party shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Steve.
Here you go.
Hey, man. You know, Wilson? How's it
going, man?
That
hair.
Say, man.
Here you go. That's awesome. Yeah, all right.
They're gonna go see Aerosmith. Yeah.
The Emporium.
I should remember that. Foosball.
Yeah, listen, everybody, anytime anybody messes with you, just play it cool.
Hey, I love this song. I heard it the other day. I have the CD with the song. That's Bob Dylan.
People not like that shirt with Ted Nugent's album cover on it.
I was trying to figure out who that was. It's Ted Nugent.
They sell it, yeah. It's a Ted Nugent album cover.
The Nuge.
Yeah. He's more famous for hunting and being a Republican now than his music.
What is it happening? Bummer about your party, man.
Yeah.
What can I say? It's beyond me. Delivery guy Brick. And it's a grand boss. That is you.
Hey, man.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, she's... Look at that. She looks like a...
Mitch ends up with her.
That's the hair.
He's gonna fix his hair. Yeah. I didn't remember that black chick there.
Yeah.
Remember those all-in-one suits and women wear?
Yeah. Whoa! Gee! Look at that thing! Wow! Nice tongue! Who painted them? Both of you shut up. Hey, I got an idea.
What?
A beer bust later on.
A beer bust?
Yeah. They're going to bust someone a keg.
Think about it.
Thought it was a beer bust all the time, but now it's a bust.
No, I thought you knew it was a bust.
Okay. He's doing like a stoned
I didn't think anybody'd be that hyper stoned.
He's like Jack Nicholson stoned, what I was thinking of.
Where he like Jack Nicholson talking about the Venusians on Easy Rider. He really was stoned at that point.
Nick, 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 Nick. Oh, I woke up the dog. Hey, crank up the 8-track.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's all they had. Yeah.
No, they had LPs.
Yeah, but they couldn't play those in their car.
That'd be cool if they could. Be a whole lot cooler if they did.
And everybody just, like, gets in cars with different people.
Cruising back then was a lot, I bet a hell of a lot more fun because gas was so damn cheap. Hey, ladies!
Slater's stealing this thunder.
Yeah, check you later! Check you later! Hey man, get off my case, man.
And then man. Who is that guy that just sits back there and smokes and doesn't?
I don't know, but he's like, he's pretty cool, dude.
What's Pickford?
It's man.
Well, that guy did laugh. And they're at the recreation center.
I don't know what kind of dance it is.
Listening to Nazareth sing Love Hurts.
And that one dude gets pulled away. He should have stayed.
Yeah, look at that one short kid with that little tall girl.
Everybody gets their most colorful shirts on except this one dude.
Now, are there not any
blue light or black lights?
Chaperones back there in the makeout room?
I guess not. God, see, that motherfucker should have never left. No, I wouldn't leave. That little girl's hotter than shit for him. Look at her.
Mm, she's so disappointed.
She got little buck teeth, but you know.
Well, what the hell are y'all doing? Y'all ain't back there in the makeout central.
They scoffed.
Yeah. I think they are jealous because they weren't getting anything.
They weren't getting there. Woo!
Is that what guys thought?
I didn't see any difference between that freshman. Freshman was all. It's
like you hit freshman year. It's like I'm gonna put out now.
No, well, that's what the girls would say. I finished with my woman. What the hell?
That's Ozzy Osbourne. That Paranoid song.
Oh, that's Black Sabbath.
Yeah. Everybody had such awesome cars on them, too.
Yeah, you can even get a Bobcat look car was cool.
Dad had a Mustang in his younger days.
They didn't make Falcons. That was only in Australia, wasn't it? Aw, he fucked. He's good. He was almost getting there, and now he's going to get his ass whooped.
Yeah, but that'll make him look even sexier, the girls.
Shit. make his ass hurt.
They'll say, oh, you got beat and survived. He's got a smiley face on his pants.
Yeah. That's a pant. They should have put that button on his back, and that hurt even worse.
Put it on his butt.
Man, they're beating that boy's butt. That hurt.
Obeying grunts. Sounds like some sex room. Take it easy on that kid, would you? She's always saying that, but she don't help nobody.
Now, this is...
Now, wouldn't you like to have a whole truck full
of beer? My kidneys hurt. My liver is dying seeing that. Now, I'm just wondering, is there ice in there? Some of these? You want some of these?
Huh? What's it, Mary? Just got his ass beat. Give him beer.
He just stick that beer down his ass and cool it off.
They're wasting beers. That's money.
Here's some, I love the...
What kind of beer is that? Why is he rubbing her leg that way? What's that?
I love the old beer cans because that fucking... You can make necklaces out of the tops when you pull them off.
Why are guys such pigs? That's a good question.
It's fun. Here we go.
All right. There's that guy that's a pig.
A double pumper. Pizza cutters. I don't even know what the fuck they're talking about.
It's talking about cars.
Pizza cut. Here we go. She could be.
I couldn't do it. We should try that.
Later.
She does have a good figure. Oh, Dana's gonna take a bathroom break.
Dana's gonna go to the beer bust.
Yeah, I'll be back.
I heard the bathrooms are rough in the Emporium, so watch out.
Okay.
There you go. Hate that jerk with his little hand gesture on his nose. Squeeze your nose. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah! Drink! 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 Every time he does that thing with his hand to his bridge of his nose, he
feels
like...
You have to have a drinking game?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'd be gone.
Face it, you got busted because you couldn't get away. You try not run a band in those guys.
That's not funny. They're making fun of his weight.
And they're busting your ass. Heard last year, cut about
10. I'm not sure. This ain't as good as last time, Steve.
Never is. That's everything.
But I gotta finish it because this costs. Cost Steve some money.
Libations.
Man of the woods. Yeah. I didn't know that's what he called it.
Yeah.
Dutch Junior College.
Yeah.
Check out the color of those pants.
Yeah, Pickies.
He just kind of looked at him like.
So tell me, man, how's the shoe's crop of freshman chicks looking?
What you gonna end up doing sometime or somewhere? I know that.
But he has a belt buckle pipe or something?
Yeah, I think so.
What the fuck? Here you go.
I get older, they stay the same age.
Steve's killing me.
I'm here, man. look at Matthew McConaughey. He looks like he's got a tremendous buzz on. His face, he's either a good actor or he is fucking toasted.
They were probably all toasted.
I mean, obviously that dude is fucking acting, but that... Well,
hey, man, he's bowling balls.
That motherfucker is just... Look at that.
Yeah.
Right.
I might be lame, but I didn't know there really was something called foosball. I thought they were just...
No, that's foosball. It's that stupid shit where you play that little game with... It's like football.
What they were doing earlier?
Yeah.
Where he was saying, keep your eye on the ball?
Yeah, that's foosball.
Okay.
I was never no good at either. I ain't asking for much.
Okay. Now, here's the scene where, when it's supposed to be pink, it's him doing it again. I guess they use the same scene.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Probably still in the country.
You didn't ever do that. Did
no,
you?
I ain't knocking nobody's shit over. I'm afraid somebody gets shot or get in trouble.
Okay, I think this might be it. See, that's not him. That wasn't his arm. But that is. But... Yeah, but that's the guy's mailbox that they piss off real bad. Oh, well, this is bad. This is worse than the mailboxes.
Yeah, WCW. He's playing with the big boys.
I don't think they knew that the characters knew that that was going to happen. Now he's cool because
yeah.
He threw a bowling ball through somebody's back and windshield.
Look at that. Gas is like 60, 58 cents.
Wow.
That's a
That's depressing.
Yeah.
Zigzags have been around for... Are they still have zigzags?
I don't even know what the fuck a zigzag is.
It's a candy bar.
Zagnut? I don't know about zigzags.
I thought that zigzags were candy bars, too.
I don't know.
Maybe not. Cigarettes were 60 cents.
Man, that's nasty.
Beers. $1.69.
A six-pack. Holy
oh,
fuck.
Oh, man.
Man, you can get a fucking case for like $7.
I think this guy's been drinking.
Look me in the eye, punk. Yeah.
That was dangerous. You busted it, didn't you? I think he was the one with that patriotic looking mailbox.
Look at all that detail in the scene, by the way, the transfer.
See every bead of sweat on those guys.
Yeah.
Oh, Meanwhile, back in the other car. What is he doing to his hair?
About how President Ford's old football head injuries is affecting the economy.
I didn't know President Ford had old football head injuries.
We need some alcohol.
Hoochie-coo, rock and roll, hoochie-coo. Hello, hoochie-coo. Can you play pool good, Steve?
Not that good, but I like to play pinball.
I like to play pinball, too. I'm good at it, or I used to be. How much did he give him?
Like a $5?
It was only $1.69 yeah, for a six.
So
five.
Probably at $2.
I'm going to go out, I'm going to drive around, you just do something.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, get drunk, maybe get laid, get in
a life. Are you serious, man? Should be a
well, that one dude does end up getting a yeah.
Point. What? I mean, God, don't you ever feel like
yeah, that's my break.
Everything we've been taught is just to service the future.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
I'll be back. Right, but
what was preparing yourselves for? Death. Like
the
heart. It's true. You know, the best
value. Because if we're all going to die anyway,
shouldn't
we enjoy ourselves now? You know, I'd like to quit
thinking...
Steve's missing the redhead.
Now is some minor insignificant
preamble
to something else.
Visceral.
Remember to eat a green thing every day.
Oh, that's bad. Steve, you're missing. This is where the pregnant chick's in the store and she's smoking a cigarette and getting alcohol. And the guy's telling her to eat a green thing every day and have calcium.
Eat a pot brownie every day.
Yeah, sure, he's 18.
All right.
That guy looks like he's been smoking a little something. Or skimming off the top of the alcohol.
Hey, man.
I mean, I can't ask Dad if they used to call stuff like that a sixer. My dad didn't drink, so.
Yes, I hate that joke. Do you guys want to get him back? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's awesome now.
Fuck yeah, he is.
No idea what Steve's looking at.
You don't want to know.
I don't think I do. Is that jail bait?
No. Give me a beer, bitch.
What is it? Is it illegal for minors under the age of 18 or something? I got such a jerk.
Carol Burnett.
Carl Burnett. It's her grandson.
Hey, man. The Julie chick loves you. Oh, yeah. You want him? Can I play? cool, you know.
Now, I think this guy's got the right amount of hair on his chest.
Believe me. But if she asks you right out there with her, you don't do it. You say something like, nah, get my own right, but maybe I'll see you later. Sounds stupid, doesn't it? It works.
Nobody likes this guy.
So, we meet again, huh? Yo, this little motherfucker's mom pulled a shotgun on me this afternoon.
Steve, stop looking at that.
Bitch. You haven't had
We're supposed to be doing this commentary.
I'm looking.
No, you're not.
Another cherry, boy.
Looking at digital porn over there.
Dang, Lynn, it's not digital porn.
Okay, it's porn.
No, it's not porn.
What is it then?
It's some retards.
What, doing selfies?
Yeah.
Well, some of it look like porn.
Not porn.
Alright.
Definitely not porn.
Steve's afraid his mom will listen to this.
It's not porn.
Remember me, you pig?
Whoa!
Oh, I like that put a bunch of paint on him. So technically, a couple of these guys never get their paddling.
And that's the last time you see him, right?
I think so.
He wants some ham jerkers. Some Frampton.
Yeah. Oh, that makes me want to go to one of those places where you can get that.
I never even heard of jalapenos till like probably in my 20s.
Really?
Yeah. There you go. Cool. Yeah.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. That's Moon Town. Okay. Yeah. Everybody's
gonna be there. You gotta go.
Well, it's funny though, he talks about full kegs. Like, why would you have half kegs in a party? I've got my own car to thank. To start out, you know. Yeah, you and half the male population.
We had geography together, remember?
These guys are like, yeah. She speaks in her hair. But I always wonder.
She's got like a pig.
How can you fix your hair when your hair's like that?
She's got a pig, Dana, like a black person used to have. That's hilarious.
Yeah, but you can't do much with
she's
her.
Like, fuck, she's like puffing it out.
They're bringing the kids statues.
Well, you put those in the back of the El Camino.
That is the El Camino.
There's the youngins.
You don't even like kids.
I mean, there's certain songs I like. Also, like Death Proof.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that place, man. It's full of people.
I'd love to go to something like that.
Yeah. Never been to anything like that.
This guy back here looks like Elton John with really long hair.
The dude with a hat on? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little, I guess.
Kind of, not exactly.
Kind of shorter. There you go. I had some of that last weekend.
Did it fizz like that?
Yeah, it had some foam. I'd be macking on Parker Pokey.
You'd have her out in the woods somewhere.
Nah, I'd just be having her. Hey-o!
You wouldn't care that there were all these people around?
No, I'd take her to the back of my GTO.
Oh.
Look at one black dude. He's going to get some white tail tonight. They don't black chickies.
He don't care what kind of tail he gets.
he's like a rooster, that one dude.
Slater?
Yeah.
Tony, that's that blonde guy. What is that guy's name? So?
No, I said something about smelling some pot. No, it was just an observation. Oh, an observation. Oh, you, man. Nice fucking new. Guess what, genius? I'm the one smoking marijuana, motherfucker.
Okay, don't get bent out of shape.
Why'd you say that, cheap? Come on, man. Don't let your mouth write a check your butt can't cash. That's what I'm blazing with my friends. I'm a fucking pothead, man. What's it to you, huh? What's the matter, pussy? Out of observation? Don't you observe all that punch your cheek down? Fucking work. Come on, man. Relax.
Damn.
Cool, man. Relax.
Hey, I'll be watching you, Newton.
Now he's gonna call him Newton.
Man. Kick some ass and drink some beer.
What, you smoking pot?
We're almost out of beer.
You okay, man?
Yeah.
What's it called, the Moon Tower? Anyway?
There it is.
I guess they just decided to put it up out here whenever they were building the power plant.
Leftover pieces from the fire line.
I mean, you got a full moon out here every day of the year, you know? Yeah, but nothing's ever been repaired, so this whole place could fall down at any time. So you better watch.
We had to climb up something like that, but it was made of wood in the army.
How'd you do?
It was fucking scary as fuck. It was like a building, but you climbed on the outside and you had to have people help you go up to the next level. That was scary as shit.
Oh, he's already had 4 beers.
Look at the blood stains right there. Look at that guy.
Oh, Clint. That's a dude.
Super dominant man with a 50s greaser uniform.
I wouldn't suggest that, Mike.
Wouldn't
mean? I got it all planned out. Most fights in places like this never get past a punch or two before they're broken.
You can't depend on that theory.
So all I gotta do is get a one big punch, play defense, and wait.
What?
What are you talking about? I guess at first I was relieved to get out of the situation, you know, but now this level of humiliation setting in that I can tell is gonna be with me fucking ever. And I'm just not gonna let this be yet another situation which contributes to me being a little ineffectual nothing the rest of my life, you know? Would you look at this fucking town, man? It's dead.
That's fucking Austin, man.
Imagine how many people out there right now are fucking.
Probably a lot.
Yeah. Pink's chuckling. I like that shirt he's got on, too. That purple shirt.
I like it. I want you to get a shirt.
Well, let's find one.
Hey. Remember me?
I'm going to get some pants like that.
Hmm.
One of those little sash.
Yeah, things. Like that's trendy now.
Just hanging out.
And I can get me a pink shirt. I like pink.
Yeah, Randall Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
Yeah, him too. I'm sure Matthew McConaughey would be real thrilled, dude.
Every time I do that, I got to pay a royalty to Matthew McConaughey. It's like 10 cents.
10 cents. Use my laugh. You gotta give me 10 cents.
Yeah.
Try $10,000.
No. A little bit. John Cena's going to give somebody an attitude adjustment.
Bam, right on top of the head.
Bam, right in the pussy.
There's no chicks around.
There's some fucking thing on Facebook that's like this. Fucker right in the pussy. It's like, I don't know what the hell that means. It's like some quick, I don't know, it's some
who
weird.
Said that?
It's some kind of meme or whatever you call it shit.
Oh.
Look at that shit.
I don't like memes.
Fucker right in the pussy.
That makes absolutely no sense.
I like how he scared all the people away from beers. Look at that.
Oh.
That is so adorable.
No, it's not.
Watch her, she spits
it
out. Oh, it's Pokey, though. Parker Pokey.
Oh, it's okay, Parker Pokey.
She's so adorable.
He's...
He's probably in a fucking haze like I would be.
Yeah, he'd be stuck at this party.
But I wouldn't give a shit. I'd, like, pick some chick and it's like, just randomly...
you would
I've
not
done worse at fucking all right, things.
I don't want to know. Would you go up and put your tongue in some
I've done that
mouth
before in my under 20s.
Under 20?
Yeah. My 19, 18s in the Army.
Well, we don't need to know about that.
Yeah. We'll talk about that with the marriage counselor tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to, even though it's, Labor Day?
Yeah, we have an emergency meeting.
The stage really pissed me off.
I had a slip with some girl. Dang, ow. I'm just kidding.
Two for flinching.
No, I didn't flinch. She just kept on hitting.
I'm hitting because of male stupidity.
Oh, male pattern stupidity.
No, it was just plain old running male stupidity.
Dana, we're missing on a football talk. Come on.
I don't care about football. They act like football's the be-all, end-all. Yeah. I hate that kind of stuff. People do that to you for different reasons. Or maybe you're just fucking
scared. Well, I'm not a fucking football player, so fuck.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if it's football. It could be something else. You know, if you don't follow the rules, you're screwing everybody over.
Yeah. Oh, I would totally be hanging out with those bitches.
Is that Joey Lauren Adams?
Yeah, I think. I'd be. Those would be my dates.
I'm gonna be out there, be out in the woods like Mila Jovovich.
You know, she released music that sounds just like this.
Hmm? What's wrong with that?
It's fucking weird. It's nonsensical.
They're all stoned.
What if cat was spelled D-O-G?
Whoa. What's with that hat?
I don't know, but...
It's green. Everything this dude's got is green.
He loves green.
Of course he does. The 50s were born, the 60s rock, the 70s. What? Do you go to these parties and you suddenly become cool and everybody listens to you? Man, I wish I could do that. Nobody listens to me no matter what I do. Well, that's Ted Nugent.
Yeah, that's like a fucking
stranglehold.
Like a 10-minute song.
Yeah, it's too long.
Hey, dude. Man, I like his fucking hair and everything, that shirt. You gotta have hair like that to wear that shirt. I'd look like a fucking
retard. And you gotta have one of those little necklaces like
that. Like shells or something, yeah. Whatever you call them. See, he's cheating on his girlfriend. Nothing goes bad here. He still takes her to... He still takes his girlfriend to Aerosmith.
Yeah, he don't take Jody.
So what the fuck, isn't it?
It still don't make it right, but I want to go out in the woods and make out like that.
You can make out some dude, and I'll make out with Joey Lawrence. Joey Lawrence? Whoa! Joey Lauren Adams. Whoa!
Are you okay?
No. I've been doing too much reefer.
Steve's got some deep-seated desires that I didn't know.
Terry Lawrence was cute. All those Blossom episodes.
You want him and his brother. Has he got two brothers or one?
I have no clue.
He's got at least one.
Oh, God.
His brother was on that movie Pulse. Remember that movie Pulse? Where something went through the lines?
No. Yeah.
But she's the one that threw the beer away and said, I don't think we need beer anyway. No.
What's her name?
Simone. Simone's a sexy name. I'm going to change my name to Simone.
What's Simone's deal? Why is she hanging with her boyfriend instead of hanging out with Parker Pokey?
She's getting drunk and falling down on her face.
She saw her fucking boyfriend around and she's like, I'm just going to fuck around with Parker. Got a bill, man.
After we made out in the woods.
Come on, there's nothing wrong with that.
Say it again, Steve.
No.
Come on, say it again.
No, you'll kill me.
You right here. The bottle's still half full.
Easy.
There's some kid statues again that keep showing up. That's getting kind of creepy.
Is he gonna do that thing again?
What?
Leave my libation.
I never understood the phrase shit eating grin. I mean.
There you go.
We just
wanna know something, okay? You gonna be fucking that later? Or you gonna be a little wet, huh? And you know I haven't already.
Oh! He gets a ride with him.
Yeah.
Multiple rides.
I wish motherfuckers taught me shit like that because I didn't know nothing.
You didn't hang around with the right people, Steve.
Here's my girl.
I thought I was your girl.
You're my real girl.
That's your fancy girl.
That's my... No, she's not my... She's my Dace and Peace girl.
Come on, darling.
No, Tony.
Darla.
Me and her, and she better be on the ground in 5 seconds.
She's drunk. She ain't gonna remember this later.
Harry, because she's with me, okay?
Air raid or giraffe?
Don't do it, Sabrina.
Oh, that's it.
Darla.
She's such a bitch on here, though.
She's like... She can't be that old in this movie. She looks 20, maybe... Lick me. I'll. Heyo. Where's the line? Heyo.
There's going to be a line. Now they'll wait for her to pass out and then take advantage of
it. Clint fucker.
What's wrong with him?
I did shit like that when I got drunk. I like threw a bunch of pool stuff, for pool furniture in a pool.
Why?
Because I was pissed off at the world. Whoa. Boom!
Then nobody breaks up the fight. Really? He's looking
There's around. Nobody around to break it up, you stupid ass.
They got to beat the shit out of him. Now they come around.
He starts crying like a bitch.
I'd be crying like that.
Nah, I wouldn't.
That would hurt.
Just banging the fuck out of him.
He should have never poured that beer on his head. I didn't know he called them fascists.
Oh, Jesus fuck.
Yeah, but Stevie's been drinking and stuff. Guys can cry, too. You never get drunk and cry?
Yes.
Okay, well.
Not in front of people, though.
Well, he couldn't.
Oh, no.
Oh, they're out of beer.
Where's the full kegs at, man? They're empty,
well,
dude.
Well, they just wasted that.
Man, I'm sure it was skanky.
Oh, well.
Hey.
He looks down at that. I don't know how that guy's got money.
Have you had
more than
one of those tonight?
A few, I guess. Nobody's counting.
Hey, how are you doing? I might as well just get used to you being at the same social functions as me, huh? And hanging out with people I know.
We got jeans, outfits you got on. It's pretty cute.
I like it.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. A couple hours ago.
That's bullshit. That's major bullshit. You know, Mom barely even let me out of the house when I was your age. Aww. Hey, don't think for a minute she's not going to be waiting up for you when you get home.
She is waiting up.
Yeah, well.
And she's tough.
Don't ask her to take it easy on
the queen. What's that supposed to mean? Take it easy on her? Let's go smoke that joint. He's in for a surprise.
Hell yeah, let's go smoke that joint, Dana. Watch this. I've done this a few times.
It's like,
yeah, no.
He's
yeah.
Sick, I think.
Well, no, you're too drunk to stand up, Dana.
Yeah, but he belts really loud, like I've had too many. Yeah, she gets to go Aerosmith with Matthew McConaughey.
Ali.
I
don't think so.
Would have been. He called him would have been, Dana.
Huh?
He called Woodman would have been. That's awesome.
They called him would have been.
Yeah, would have been.
Woods, wood. Yeah.
Man of Wooders.
Yeah, man of the woods. And now she shows
back
up.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Acting all pissy.
Look at her now, she's all drunk and shit. She's
well, she's drunk too, but. Your daddy coached Conrad.
What
the heck was that? His daddy ain't no
See?
Coach.
Some good shit, dude.
Well, they're drunk too and stoned.
She's a little toasty too. What's the leather, man?
You old Matthew McConaughey again.
What's the leather, man? What's the cloth interior, man? I never got involved in any of that dumb shit in high school.
You wasn't into sports.
No, I played touch football and stuff like that. Every once in a while.
Yeah,
but
you didn't play for the school.
No. My ass was done, dude. Every fucking track and field day was about as much sports I got. Doing the long jump and the shot put.
I didn't do any of that. My rolling papers.
I gotta get some glove box, get my papers. You like that pink? He's got his jeans tucked into his boots, dude. That's not cool at all. That's never been cool, but.
Yeah, but he's cool to those kids.
Like he's fucking too old for those kids, too.
How old was Matthew McConaughey when
I mean, he's playing older than he is.
Yeah. His face is screwed up bad. Maybe that first hit when the guy wasn't expecting.
Yeah, no, you're right, because it's like a read about like a Jackson Pollock or Ernest Hemingway, we met those guys. You never read about the one alive, but they got to a brawl.
You could peel this off and it could be anything. Oh. No, that would not be good.
I don't think she's tried to get any more movies, but I can't remember. I have to watch The Extras again, which I'm not going to be doing tonight.
Not tonight.
But well worth it.
Watch this, though.
Well worth it if you haven't seen it.
He got her turn on.
I mean, it's his glasses and his hair and his little bitty arms.
What if her daddy came out there raping my daughter on her lawn?
But she, yeah.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
So sex before 12 is okay?
I guess. We're okay.
Oh, Dana Lynn. Boom.
What do you reckon you're going to do?
What? You got to do what's right for Randall Pink Floyd. Back in the 50s.
No, I don't think it was 50s.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
That's true.
L-I-V-I-N. Yeah, that's right. Make a joint. He got even sexier now. That shirt's open more. Jason loves that shirt.
That's right. Nay knows.
Oh, that's bad. Don't say that about your boyfriend. Doing wrong now.
They're trespassing.
Yeah, I know that, but really, what are they doing? They're sitting out there smoking joints.
Like you said, Dana Lynn.
Well,
you got any Visine?
They probably went to school with Wooderson. That's a sleepy looking cop.
Reliving old glories on the football field? I get through them there. You shouldn't still be mad because I got all this from you, didn't?
I like that car, too.
Ugh.